Okay, are there any practicing Brahmavadis today? See, in general, it is very, it is difficult to label people in any way, either as Brahmavadis or Mayavadis. Because even among, in general, whether it is in India or after Indian spirituality has been exported to the West, the most people, when they think about the spiritual side of life, they usually think about it in terms of impersonal. And there are definitely hardcore Mayavadis. You know, they try to use philosophy and logic to try to, and even scripture, they try to somehow juggle it out to try to prove how Bhagwan is also Maya. But most people, even if an organization's founder is Mayavadi, most of the people who go in that organization, you see, people join spiritual organizations for many reasons. Philosophy is only one of the reasons. They want a sense of community. They feel there is the culture is nice. There are many reasons why people go over there. So most of the people who are even a part of an organization whose founder may be Mayavadi, they may themselves not be Mayavadis. They may just be under Mayavad influence. And we need to differentiate between these two, because otherwise, you know, if we say, oh, this is a Mayavadi, that is a Mayavadi, and we start criticizing them, we alienate a lot of people unnecessarily. Those people are not devoted to Mayavad, but they may be presently respecting as a spiritual leader someone who is a Mayavadi teacher. And they are respecting that person not because of they have studied the philosophy, it's just more of a cultural respect. Yeah, he's a sannyas, he's a spiritual teacher, I should respect him. And when we start criticizing them, labeling them as Mayavadi, and in the, many times the way we use the word Mayavadi is also very derogatory. See, we use the word Mayavadi almost like a sphere word, you know. So, that's why, especially when I'm speaking to new people, I avoid the word Mayavadi, I use Advaitavadi. Because there is a lot of negative connotation associated. Yeah, the philosophy is bad, but you know, we are not meant to, we are meant to hate the sin, not the sinner. So when we start, when people have emotions attached with people who are they attached to. So if we start labeling them and criticizing them, then they get alienated. But if we objectively speak the philosophy and logically explain, see, this is what scripture says, this is what the logic is, then people understand. And people come to Krishna. So rather than trying to categorize which organization is Mayavadi, which organization is Brahmavadi, we can focus more on that even people who are in Mayavadi organizations, presently, they are at least spiritually interested to some extent. And how many people are spiritually interested in today's world? Not many. So if we can dovetail, somehow bring their spiritual interest towards Krishna, then we are doing a valuable service to them. So rather than, in general, it's not good to label people. And especially when there are subtle philosophical differentiations. And it's all the more so because many people are innocent. In the sense that they don't have much philosophical understanding. And they're just attracted to some spiritual teachers because of whatever they like the looks or they like something or whatever. But if you send the philosophy, they become attracted to Krishna. So we see the spiritual, even in people who are belonging to Mayavadi organizations, rather than seeing the Mayavad, we see the spiritual potential in them. And fan the spiritual potential so that it blossoms to a devotional growth. Is that answering the question? Thank you.